you know I have political aspirations.
I know.
I want to run because I want to go to Congress and I want to be able to say the things that need to be said. And if I only am a one-time congressman,
it'll never happen.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
It'll never happen.
I think the tides are changing.
Because you
have
too many views that are middle of the road.
We need middle of the road, but we need Americans who represent Americans.
That's why you'll never get elected.
I think that if the American people saw true leadership, if they had a leader who truly spoke to represent both parties,
but
to represent all Americans, all ethnicities, all sexual preferences, if you had that individual who spoke and spoke direct and spoke loud, wasn't afraid, I believe the American people would rally behind that
You're
person.
You're wrong.
This is the perfect opportunity right now. We've become so divided that I believe that that's what they're looking for.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
We can disagree.
It's not that we disagree.
Yeah.
We absolutely do agree. It's that voice would never be heard. There is no more fair reporting in journalism. It's that you cannot, your Google search, even though we might have similar interests and tastes in some things, your Google search shows different results than mine. If we get somebody in New York to search simultaneously the exact term and phrase that we're looking for, they are going to get different results. It is 100% control. And these are now the biggest corporations in America. Social media is controlled. Mm-hmm. General media is controlled. Your web searching is controlled. Your media is controlled. It is puppet strings at the highest. So it does not matter how loud you scream or yell, you will never be heard. You will be stomped out. You will be censored.
Disagree.
You will be smothered.
I disagree.
Because how come it hasn't? You think you're the only unicorn in America?
No, I don't know.
Where are all the others? You're going to tell me there's not 200 people that are willing to go to Congress and make a change? Why don't you see them? Because big money buried them.
Either buried them or they don't.
Let's get really crazy. You want to follow crazy money? Where are all these Boeing witnesses going?
Dead. That's true.
Big money, right?
Yeah.
Like, tie it back down. This is what it is.
I don't know.
Money is the root of all evil.
I have faith in the American people that if they had true leadership, if people had the courage to stand up, call out both parties, tell them to stop acting like children,
if
they had true representation, that the American people would come together at the polls and they would send a loud, resounding message.
Listen,
to...
I truly love that you believe that. I truly do.
Maybe I'm a dreamer.
It's just not real. Like, because even though that's the way it should be, you're never going to get there because of the censorship of big money and big media.
So essentially we're saying that the United States political system is destined to fail in the next 20 years?
It's not destined to fail. It's controlled.
Will anything ever get done if we continue down this way?
It's not. What's getting done now? Truly, what's getting done? Tell me the last piece of federal legislation that you're like, wow, that really has the best interest of Americans in there.
I'm really trying to think about that. I think the intent behind Obamacare was good. The way that it was rolled out and the way that it was funded might have been a problem. But the intent.
As a business owner who administers healthcare plans for their company, I would vigorously disagree.
You don't think the intent behind it was good?
Intent, possibly.
My question is, why couldn't that have been a partisan deal?
The problem with it is that it was a mandate and it didn't involve hospitals and healthcare insurance companies. And so when you created a requirement for everyone to have coverage, you created services that it's similar to like passing House Bill 3 and not having any funding.
I'm not saying that the way that it was rolled out was done good.
I'm not even talking about the rollout.
The spirit of it was good, you know?
Well, you know, the devil's in the details, right? It's all about execution. What it did for the other Americans who were paying for health insurance, right? Like private businesses, not government employees, but private businesses, it sent our healthcare through the roof. And it's something that I still personally fight with every day. I'm paying more in healthcare costs and covering more of my employees' healthcare costs than ever before. And it is still something that we talk about on almost every hiring of what it costs
to do it. So I'm gonna turn it back on you. What do you think was one of the best pieces of legislation that came out here in the last, let's say, 2 decades?
Man, I would really have to think about it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, it would be something that I'd have to like sit down and look at it. There's nothing that like really sticks out in my mind right out of the bat because I'm just so disenfranchised with the whole thing, right? In that we don't, in my opinion, we don't have people who can effectively represent America in office today. And it's not that any one person.
I just said that I would do it.
Yeah, but
you said I don't have a chance.
You don't. You would never get there, right? You'll never, ever get there. And I'm not here to be your dream crusher. I'm here to tell you about the facts.
I think I can. I think I can get there. I do.
And even if you could, right, you'd be another one of those Texans in office, right? You'd be the Luttrell and the Ted Cruz and the whatever, right? You're gonna vote the way you vote. You're gonna be passionate. You're gonna be loud. You're gonna make things done. At the end of the day, does it change it? Are you the one vote that tips it over? No, because unfortunately, there's so many other people who are on the pay that they turn around and they vote against any good, reasonable legislation.
I mean, it is a big fight. I will agree with you.
It's an insurmountable
fight. I'm willing to fight it.
That's great. Spend whatever money you have, and I'll put a sign in my front yard for you.
Will you donate?
I'll put a bumper sticker on my truck for you. But
you're gonna be the first donor.
It's one of those things that you telling me all of a sudden you're leaving to go climb Mount Everest, and you've never done that before. I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. But then at the same time, everybody along the way is holding you back, right? Yeah. And that's the problem. It's insurmountable. You're not going to get there. And even when you do, you can't overcome it. It takes hundreds of you.
I disagree because, let's use Crenshaw as an example, right? You know, Crenshaw was hot when he first got in. Everybody thought he was going to be like this golden, poster child, far right, guy. And now the party has kind of turned on Dan Crenshaw because he's more middle of the road.
Right.
He speaks when he needs to speak. And I respect that, right? I respect that about him. But he continues to get elected. So how would Dan Crenshaw be any different than myself?
Here's my point and why I'm going to be critical of this.
Okay.
So he's got elected. He's got a paycheck. He's getting the inside money here and there. What has Dan Crenshaw done to change your or my life or any other American listening to this?
You got a good point.
Nothing meaningful has passed.
Okay.
That's tough when you say it, right?
It is.
And meanwhile, we're getting infiltrated. I'm coming back to the immigration.
Okay.
It's affecting our schools. It's affecting our law enforcement. It's affecting our jails. It's affecting our healthcare system.
I agree.
Every aspect of our communities are being overrun. And if you aren't seeing it, you're not looking. And if you want to come, we'll set up a tour for you in South Texas, and you can go and see it for
yourself.
Well,
the thing is, it's people are not seeing it because they don't want to.
Yeah.
Right. And it's
the other thing is that depending on the administration, it's really interesting to see how Border Patrol is funded. Right.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So nobody wants to talk about this, but we've done a lot of work for Border Patrol, And so I remember being kind of shook to my core when I went to, and I'm not getting into details, but we went to one of the major offices, and there was a guy, and he was, you know, in his fatigue pants, and he had taken his uniform shirt off, and it looked like I pulled into a junkyard, right? And trucks are on blocks, hoods open, there's guys out there literally taking apart motors,
turning
wrenches themselves. Yeah. These were agents. These were guys who carried a gun. They were supposed to be on patrol, and they did not have the budget to keep the cars running, so they were taking it upon themselves to rob parts off of the cars to keep other ones running. And they were so far behind at the time that there were two and three agents to a truck.
The good news is that we have money to fund foreign wars that don't necessarily have a whole lot of impact on America, on American soil. The money that we've spent on the Ukraine war alone would have funded a wall, would have put the necessary...
What did Kennedy say? The very first round would have bought a house for every single homeless person in America?
In America. The very first round.
The very first round. Would have bought a house for every homeless person.
That's disgusting.
It is.
And I'm not saying that we should not be supporting our allies. That's not what I'm saying at all. But at the tune of $177 billion America has contributed, when those that are surrounding the Ukraine in those European countries that are part of NATO, who are our allies, have either, you know, committed $0 or very little, a very small fraction of what we are contributing. And so what I would tell the American people is, if you want change, stop voting Republican or Democrat. Start speaking out. Start talking to your elected officials about why you're frustrated, and start rallying your communities, grassroots. That's where it starts. And you start rallying these people. Yeah, man, absolutely. It starts with the people, man. You've lost track. You've lost faith in the people, man. It starts with the people.
We live in Harris County, right? Harris County. I don't either, but we live around it. We work around it, right? You're never getting there.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man. I mean, you know, look at just what happened this past week. You know, talk about partisan politics and you know, people not willing to hold each other of their own accountable. I mean, look at Chief Troy Finner, you know, Senator Whitmire, longtime senator, Texas senator, now the mayor of Houston. He saw some need for accountability. He asked for the resignation of the chief for failing to address over 263 cases that they put on the back burner because they didn't have the staff to support it, or they just didn't want to support it. And he got caught in a lie. And the mayor held him accountable. And he's a Democrat, you know, and I like Senator Whitmire. But what I'm getting at is that...
I disagree. That's a smokescreen.
No way, man.
He came in, he's making waves. He's got to be the new mayor. He's got to make change. He's got to show that he's carrying out. He'll settle in and become background noise. Here's the other deal. I'm a little bit closer. I got a little bit more, review or a little bit more detail on HPD than most people. It's crazy. You do the math. It's public records. You can figure it out what they run that organization on, right? Mm-hmm. It's something insane. They spend a couple percent is on everything, facilities, weapons, training, technology, etc.
It's absolutely not enough.
And then like 97%, 96% is payroll, mm-hmm. right? And we don't have enough officers there. They're the single largest budget item in the city of Houston the last time I've checked, right? And so they easily need double. Is Whitmire going to give them the resources to do it? So great.
I don't know if he's had the opportunity to evaluate that yet.
He came in, he made a head roll. It looks great in the press. He put it in there. You put another chief in there, which, by the way, what's realistically going to happen is we're going to court some big chief from another place, and we're going to have to pay them crazy money in order to get it.
I think he's going to promote from within.
Okay, so we're going to get through that, You're going to get take around, put in a whole bunch of money that's in there. Already, Dallas, I don't know if you've seen, but their city managers straight up told Houston, go back home, because we've been going after their chief of police in Dallas. I don't know if you saw that article. So you get it back in there, and that person gets in, okay, what's going on? He wraps his arm around the department and goes, we don't have enough resources. There's what we need. And it's like, we don't have the money for it. Okay, so we're back in there. The same game continues, right? He does the best he can with the resources he has. He doesn't get any more money because there is no more money. And then what happens? This mayor eventually, when he starts either terming out or he comes back over and he starts taking heat, another one comes in, fires the police chief. This whole thing starts over again. What happened to the last police chief? Where is he? And what happened with it?
Art Acevedo?
Yeah.
Oh, he's been ran out of multiple cities since
okay,
he left
I know
Houston.
He's not the perfect example.
That's not a good
but
example.
When did that happen? When did he get run out?
What, the transition? No, I mean, he didn't get run out when Sylvester Turner came in.
But it wasn't long after.
Well, maybe not long after, but I'm not sure if it had too much to do with the mayor rather than Art Acevedo in general.
I preferenced it with saying it's not a great example.
Right.
But what it's showing you is a pattern.
Well, I think that happens in anything, right? You know, company gets bought, new CEO comes in, they change out. I mean, I think that happens everywhere. But I believe, it's just me being gullible, I believe that
but let's
that
get back
the
to
mayor,
the core of it, right? Why was Troy fired, Finner, right? He didn't have the resources to investigate the case.
No, that's not it. That's not why he was fired. That's not why he was fired.
Okay, he lied.
He lied.
I got it. Okay.
That's why he was fired.
But what was the tipping point for the investigation was not having the resources.
Would he have been
put in a situation to even lie if he had the resources to do it?
Well, here's the deal. Just don't fucking lie.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
Just don't lie, dude. Like, take your lumps.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Okay, so we got rid of him. Did we get any more resources to go investigate the 260 cases?
I don't know. I can't.
No.
Let me help you.
No.
Well, it just happened in the last 48
hours. It doesn't
matter.
You're not going to get it. They don't have the money.
Sure they do. They have to just start reprioritizing.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah, we'll see.
You're going to take a board of city council members and say, hey, in your district, we're not doing this project. In your district, we're not doing this project. In your district, we're not doing this your project. Instead, we're going to give it to the police. No way that happens. No way. You once again are dreaming. I love that you think this is real.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I don't know. I can't speak on that because I don't know. I don't know those details.
You may not know those specific details, but you know it's not going to happen. Come on.
We'll see. I don't know. But back to my point. Finner didn't get fired because of lack of resources. He got fired because he lied, and he got caught in a lie.
I don't disagree.
And my point is
but
that
what
we
has
gotta,
changed?
I know, but my point is that we have to give due respect to the mayor for holding him accountable.
I don't disagree.
Just like the citizens of the United States, regardless of party, have to get back to holding their own accountable. Right? They have to understand that
you know what the difference is there?
Before you're a Republican or what?
There
one's
was a
an
mayor
employee.
Who
yeah,
was
I
willing
get.
To fire was an employee. The Congress and representatives
can be fired. I understand that. They can be fired. No, they can be fired.
They're not going to be.
But
their own party,
be.
Their own group has to fire them.
No, the people still have a choice.
Yeah. Whenever they come up for election.
Well, then we wait.
Okay, but then you have to have a candidate who has the money and the backing in order to even get there. And that goes back to the very beginning where I'm telling you, you're never going to get...
New era of politics.
Okay, then why don't we have another candidate on the election for president?
We do.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what do you think that percentage of vote is going to be for him?
About 12%.
Oh, wow. Real change. Americans are standing up. They are getting in their cars, going to the poll. They're making a change.
Well, I think, honestly, this is what I think is going to happen. I think that Kennedy is going to, I don't think he'll win by any stretch, but I believe that he will pull more votes than what is predicted. I really, really do, because I think that we're at a flashpoint in America where people on both sides are tired.
And
that's the truth.
I truly love these conversations.
Don't you agree with that?
I do. But this is where you get lost.
No.
This is where you get lost. 100% you're correct. I 100% emphatically agree with you. Kennedy's going to pull more votes than any other third-party candidate.
No. He's going to pull more votes than what either party are predicting that he will
vote. And I'm saying I'll go even a step further, and I'll say, going back in history, in our lifetimes, I think he'll pull more votes
than
Ross Perot.
I agree with that. But my point to you is that now that you have not acknowledged that you believe that he is going to pull more votes than even Ross Perot, you have to acknowledge the fact that those people are coming out and voting for a third-party candidate as a viable option because they're tired of the narrative and rhetoric from both the Republican and Democratic parties.
And here's what you're missing.
I know it's not enough to win yet.
It doesn't work. Nothing changed. Big deal.
Well, I think big it's going to have an impact.
Big damn deal.
I think it's going to have
an
impact.
It's not going to have an impact.
I do. I think it's going to change the course of the election.
It doesn't matter. We're still having one of the two 80-year-old imbeciles getting into office.
That's true.
It didn't change anything.
That's so sad. There is no doubt that I think I could run this country better than both of those guys.
Mike, I think I could walk outside and throw a rock out on the freeway and hit a car of somebody.
The occupant inside could run it better.
Absolutely.
Yeah.